enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning!
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Hey, it's Michael Jenkins with a Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Today we get Miami in Chicago on the diamond, and this is a straight-up fade of Miami's starting pitcher, who has been awful this season. How bad has it been? He's 0-3 this season with an ERA of 5.91, and in each and every appearance, he's gone less than 4 2/3 innings. Now he faces a Chicago lineup that has the second-best average in baseball when playing at Wrigley Field, making for a perfect situation to back the home team. Let's bet on the Miami starter getting sent back to the bullpen after an early exit. Chicago First Fly money line is the play in the Windy City. That's it for this Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Hi, Discover. It's Jennifer Coolidge. I'm so glad I can talk to you 24-7.
How can I help?
I bought these yellow pleather pajamas, and I don't think I'm pulling them off.
Discover, 24-7 U.S.-based customer service. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just download the app. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
It is Friday. Getting out of work, doing your thing. Connor was telling me he's going to Porch Fest and hanging out tonight and doing that, having a couple of beverages. I bet you Jeff will be walking around, right, hanging out at Porch Fest. Probably got the hat out there on the ground, maybe doing a little singing, a little karaoke singing. Jeff Calkins joins us now. Check him out weekday mornings, 9 to 11. Jeff, are you singing tonight at Porch Fest?
Not singing at Porch Fest. I have been invited. You'll be shocked to hear this. I have been invited to a Taylor Swift release party.
Get out of here.
I kid you not. The official Taylor Swift correspondent for the Jeff Calkins Show, which became important to have, you know, during this NFL season,
is
having a Taylor Swift release party, a tortured poet's release party. And so I'm going to that. Now, I gather that the album itself has been released, but the video drops at 7, maybe? I'm a little sketchy on the details. So I don't know what one wears to a tortured poet.
I was going to ask you
party.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. I think something moody, maybe. Something moody.
Are you going to be like the oldest person at this thing?
Oh, well, you had to bring that up. You know? it turns out I'm the oldest person at a lot of things now. That I don't know when the hell that happened, but I do Pilates and yoga. And a lot of times I look around and I think, my God, I am the oldest person in this class. So I don't know. I'm young at heart. And so I think it's like, this is true. Like people, whatever your age is, I think you feel, you know, what do I feel? I feel like I'm 39, 41, you know, whatever. I'm 62. So I'm open to new experiences, and this is a friend of mine, and she is the official Taylor Swift correspondent, is Lexi Johnston of the Jeff Calkins Show.
Right.
And so So that's what I'm doing. And then whatever, I don't know what else the weekend will hold. A couple columns I'm working on. Tomorrow's the spring game for Memphis football.
Nice.
That's nice. And so who knows, I could head out there and take in some quality football. We shall see.
So is there food and beverage at said party? And if so, what kind of spread are we talking about?
What kind of details? We have exhausted anything I know about the party. You've exhausted it. I'm going to presume. I wouldn't throw a party at my house and have no food or beverages, right? So I assume there's going to be food and beverages. I'll be offended if everyone's wearing a Kansas City Chiefs jersey. I'll turn heel and leave at that point. I won't stand for that as a Buffalo Bills fan. But and I don't know how long I'll last, you know. But there, I'd go to a really the biggest course of celebration. It's funny. It's this on this day the album dropped, but then also the news that. FedEx is going to be contributing $5 million over 5 years to the University of Memphis Athletic Department in NIL money. That news dropped. So there's a lot of dropping here, and I could go to, I'd be happy to go to an, if I were invited to an NIL, $5 million NIL release, you know, whatever party, I'd go to that too.
So Jeff, if you invite Jeff to a party, right, so if you invite Jeff to a party, he's coming. That's what, pretty much what you're saying, right?
I don't get invited to a lot of parties. I don't get invited to a lot of parties, but there were things to celebrate in Memphis today. The FedEx news was big.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's what we obviously want to talk about. And you had layered on your show earlier today. So what did we learn during that interview?
I think now people know the bones of what's happening. And it's that, is that FedEx, which has obviously been a massive supporter of the city and of the university, is entered into a 5-year agreement, $5 million to go towards men's basketball, women's basketball, football, and other women's sports. And so we know that. I think what makes this different and what makes this so spectacular for the University of Memphis is, first of all, just the money itself, right? Like, it's money that you can count on, and you can count on for a period of years. There was a lot of discussion this year when the basketball team went south, and people would comment. They'd say, well, man, if I was the person who gave, $100,000 so they could get Javon Quinterly, what would I be thinking now? Would I want to give that money again next year when I see how it all went up in smoke?
And exactly.
So this is institutional money that is, this is money you can count on every year that's not dependent on how the team does or the pitch that you make to a particular alum or anything else. And so it's a massive, steady commitment of money, and that will help Memphis, just be blunt about it, win games. Right, it'll help Memphis win games, and there's nothing quite like winning games, whether the point is just to dominate your conference or to get into another conference. So that's the first thing. But then the second thing is because it's FedEx, it's not going to be just money that's shoveled at athletes. They're a publicly traded company and has to be responsible with their expenditures. They're responsive to shareholders, and so they are actually going to leverage, this relationship and make commercials. And it's one of the great marketing companies in the world, in the history of the world, honestly. And so being associated with them and then being elevated by them, there will be Memphis athletes who are featured in across all sorts of different platforms and connected with FedEx. And let's be honest, as Memphis has tried to get into a power conference, I think there's been several things that have gotten in the way. But one of the things is Memphis's brand isn't necessarily always the shiniest for one reason or another. And I think being associated with a gold-plated brand like FedEx does a lot for the program. I mean, this is a company, when David Stern brought the Grizzlies here, one of the real reasons that they picked Memphis over Louisville or New Orleans at the time was that David Stern made it very clear. He wanted the NBA to be associated with FedEx. That's the kind of quality company you're dealing with. And so the money's great, but the association, the marketing that will come with it, honestly, if you've seen already, the news itself is a national news. There's a headline in the Washington Post about
front page of ESPN.com that I'm looking at too. Yep.
So the news itself is creating ripples, and you know, Dan Wetzel, national columnist for CBS, has tweeted out yet another reason why Memphis should be in the Power Conference. It doesn't mean that it's automatic that they will, but if you stop and you think about the work that has been done by Memphis over the last few years, A, on the academic front, thanks to the efforts of the previous president, David Rudd, it is now a tier one research university, and that is a big thing in academic circles. Secondly, we now have a football stadium that is going to be no longer a laughingstock, which is really honestly what it is and has been across the country it's been an impediment, and so it's being refurbished and remade. And then third, you have this commitment from FedEx that will help you win games and help you elevate the profile of the university. I'm not saying it's all going to work to get Memphis into a power conference, and I wouldn't say that's the explicit goal of any of this, but I think Memphis, at a fairly discouraging time when you're passed over again and again, I think Memphis and Laird Veach, the athletic director, have done everything they can to make Memphis's candidacy that much more compelling. I think it's been a really good year or a good couple of years in terms of making Memphis' candidacy that much more compelling, and today was a big part of that.
We obviously don't know, so I'm just going to ask you your guess. I talked about it to lead off the show today as far as, you know, the distribution of this $5 million. My first guess would be that at least $2.5 million probably goes towards football. Another next majority of money goes towards men's basketball, and then whatever is left goes towards women's basketball and other women's sports. Do you think that's fair or not?
Yeah, it's interesting. I talked to the FedEx folks about it, and they said, you know, this is partly one of the things that you won't ever get a completely straight answer.
Right.
Because what they say is, you know, we'll work with Axios, which is the NIL company that is on campus at Memphis and helps Memphis with all of this. We'll work with Memphis and the 901 Fund and identify suitable athletes who will need different spokespeople for different, you know, campaigns or whatever, and we'll identify the right people. And so that's how it's being phrased. Obviously, you know, coaches aren't supposed to have a role in this, right? But they do. If you're being honest with yourself, if it's Penny Hardaway says, I need, you know, we need to get some money to this point guard, or if Ryan Silverfield, when they have to replace Seth Hennigan, says, we need to get some money to help us recruit this quarterback, you would think that's, in fact, how it actually works. Again, that's just me. That's just me putting two and two together. So I don't know if what they did was say, here's the $5 million and divide it up in terms of a specific budget at the front end, this much for football, this much for basketball, this much for women's basketball, this much for everyone else. Or if it is looser than that, depending on the needs of the program of the particular year, I don't think we could know that. It wouldn't surprise me though if the amounts are. I honestly would think for probably like that. The Memphis, the football, just because the sheer quantity of athletes would get the most, and then Memphis basketball next. The one thing they're not doing very clearly, like there's some places that have said any athlete who steps on campus gets $10,000, right, or whatever else,
right.
And they're not doing that, and that makes it would make no sense to do that, because you're trying to have the most impact, And so $10,000 isn't going to buy you a quarterback, right? And so it will do you no good. You're going to have several athletes. There will be, you know, there might be 15 athletes across, you know, two sports who are getting the bulk of this money, right? That might be true. And then a woman soccer player might get a couple of grand or something, you know, or $500, you know, whatever. It might. So, and we will never get the answer to that. They aren't going to tell us how much they're carving up for one athlete or another athlete. And that's, of course, that's true everywhere, really, everywhere across the country.
Jeff, when we talk about, you know, this money being split up, I think it's easier just to put the pool of money into each sport so they all know where it is, because I don't like the idea of Silverfield and Penny potentially arguing over...
No, having fighting over it every day. No.
Right, over money because I need a point guard, you need a quarterback, and now, right. Oh, you're showing favoritism towards Penny and screwing the football program. Right.
No, you make a lot of sense. Now, of course, there's going to be more money, too. This is a challenge grant, so it's $5 million and $2.5 million. It's a 50% challenge grant. So in order to unlock the $5 million, they're going to have to raise another $2.5 million. But you're right. We saw a different version of that this summer when there was a pot of money that was allocated to the Grizzlies and the football stadium, basically. And so what happened was, because it wasn't defined in advance, we had sort of a civic brawl about who was going to get what money. Right. And so I think you make a lot of sense that it is smarter and cleaner to at the front end tell Ryan Silverfield, you will have this much money. Penny Hardaway, you will have this much money. Women's basketball, you will have this much money. And the other sports, you will have this much money.
How vocal has Silverfield and Penny been about wanting to get out of this conference?
Oh, neither one is vocal about it because there's no point. I mean, it is what they say is, I think, the correct thing. We try to control what we can control, and what we want to do is dominate this conference and be the best we can in this conference. So neither one of them. I mean, it has been, I moved here in 1996, and it was not that long after that meant that Louisville left the conference and that all of this sort of started to shake out. That was Conference USA. But so it has been 30 years now of trying to get into a better conference. So it almost doesn't have to be said that, and it is true for anyone in this conference, that everyone wants to go to a better conference. Right? It's true. The best program doesn't mean the best team in each sport individually every year, but the best overall program in the conference is the University of Memphis. And so it seems like it's next, but it all has seemed like it's next for a long time. I mean, there was a moment when Memphis really was convinced it was going to be admitted to the Big 12. This was back when FedEx was reportedly offering to sponsor a bowl game, a power. Sorry, I don't know.
No, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
My throat. You know, I'm probably choking up over the Taylor Swift tortured poet.
Get it out now, so you're good tonight.
So anyway, so there was a time when they thought they were really in the Big 12. They thought they had made it across and with FedEx's help. And they did not. And it is interesting how the world has changed, because back then they got grief sort of nationally for trying to buy their way into a power conference. And what's interesting is that, what has SMU just done? They have bought their way into a power conference, and they were celebrated for it. Look at SMU. Look at how ambitious they were, trying to buy their way into a power conference. And so the world has changed that way. So I think it almost doesn't have to be said that anyone would want to be in a better conference. But there's no sense bemoaning, publicly the conference that you're in. And so I don't think Ryan or Penny do that. What it does, though, this very clearly creates a world in which in Conference USA, you very clearly are the best funded richest program in the conference. And it does put, it's an opportunity for Ryan and for Penny, but I also think it puts pressure on Ryan and Penny to deliver. You know, what you want now is you want to dominate those that conference. You don't want to, you don't want to be. I mean, so far the Memphis football team hasn't, under Ryan, hasn't played in the conference championship game. Well, you got with this kind of resources, you have to get yourself in the conference championship game. And I think honestly, with this sort of resources, they will.
Yeah, definite pressure, no question. That's definitely a part of this. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it. Weekdays. Right here on 99 ESPN Memphis, 9 to 11 a.m. Have a good weekend. Enjoy your party tonight.
See ya. You too.
You betcha. There he is, Jeff Calkins. We'll talk to him again Monday at 5. Looking forward to that. Coming up next, talking a little Tennessee Titans football, mock draft time with Ian Cummings of Pro Football Network. They have a very, very cool mock draft feature that no other website has that you and your buddies will absolutely love. And we'll talk about that first and second round pick for Tennessee. And really, what are the options? Is it simply offensive line, or are there other things they could do instead of offensive line? We'll do that coming up next here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. See Sparky Pfeiffer filling in on 929 ESPN Memphis.
Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, the players, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, the team, Bears, Pats, Titans, Saints, Unsportsmanlike, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, The Gabe Kuhn Show, the 2024 NFL Draft first round full coverage and live picks on Thursday night, April 25th, beginning at 6 p.m., right after The Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's NFL station.
The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on a lot of things. You can bet on player props, over-unders, first basket score. You can bet on the spread, but there's also more available to you. Just go to FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to get started. FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA, 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire just 7 days after receipt. You can see full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, make sure to call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889. 9789.
If you love your meals with a taste of exploration, check out the Latin Flavors event at Kroger. Embark on new culinary adventures with vibrant tastes and fresh possibilities. With Latin-themed inspiration and palate-pleasing recipes available in store and online. It's the Kroger Latin Flavors event, now through May 7th. We hope to see you there.
And right now, Kroger brand 80% lean ground beef is on sale. 16-ounce packages are only $3.99 each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Atlas Tube and the Zekelman campus is expanding. Join a growing team in our new advanced facility that's definitely not your average steel mill. Earn great pay, bonuses, and competitive benefits while supporting the future of American steel. We're now hiring skilled industrial electricians, mechanics, maintenance, and many more. Text STEEL to 20123 for more information. Again, that's STEEL, STEEL, to 20123. Or visit us at Zekelman.com/jobs. Zekelman, believe in what you build.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalonor moxidectin and pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limit supply. See store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Jason, my main man, Marshall, what's up over there at Gossett Volkswagen on the Pike?
Well, Randy, we know the one size doesn't fit all at Gossett Volkswagen, so we've got a take-your-pick offer that covers all the bases.
Well, everybody I know, including me, loves choices. So, Jason, what do you got?
How about a 2024 Taos S, 2024 Tiguan S, or a 2024 Jetta Sport? Take your pick for $279.99 a month. Plus 1.9 for 60 months on all Atlas and Atlas Cross Sports. Or get a brand new 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE for only $33,988. And no reasonable offer will be refused.
Ask for Jason, the main man, Marshall, at Gossett Volkswagen, 1875 Covington Pike, or online at GossettVWMemphis.com.
That's Gossett Volkswagen on Covington Pike, where we're charging forward and charging less every day.
All 36 monthly, 7,500 miles per year. Taos, RM 05-1756, MSRP 26063, Tiguan, RM 103-910, MSRP 31363, Jetta, RM 04-8802, MSRP 25506, Cross Sport, RC 23-6449, MSRP 38981. Includes $3,000 rebate. Cannot be combined with special APR. Includes all rebates and incentives. PL 695. Excludes stock final license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. With approved credit, dealer stock only.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
It is Friday. It is almost time to get out of here, go tip some beverages, go have some good food, kick off the weekend. I am looking forward to it. Now, that all makes me smile, obviously. Working with Connor, my producer, makes me smile, obviously. But talking about the NFL draft makes me smile, too. And my guy, Ian Cummings, joins us now from Pro Football Network. You can follow Ian on X at IC_draft. IC_draft. Of course, ProFootballNetwork.com. Ian, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. One more week to go. We're on the home stretch. I'm ready to see what finally happens. There's so much anticipation building, you know, for the top teams. But the Titans, man, people forget. Will Levis showed promise in his first year. You've got Brian Callahan. You've got a new staff, some interesting free agent acquisitions. I think with this draft, with a strong class, I think they can start to, you know, carry over momentum and stack these wins.
Yeah, no question. And I think it's going to be a big draft for Tennessee because I think they've got some decisions to make in this thing. They have, in the first four rounds, they have pick 7, pick 38, and pick 106 at this point. And I think if I'm the Tennessee Titans, yes, I need offensive line help. I get it. And we talked about this yesterday on this show. But you have Bill Callahan, because his kid is the head coach. You have Bill Callahan as the offensive line coach. So do I really need to take Joe Alt at pick 7 Or can I move back, get more picks, needed picks, mind you, in a second and third round and still get...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A good offensive lineman at that point, Ian.
I think you could. It's just a matter of, are you willing to pass up Joe Alt? You know, it's kind of like the Marvin Harrison Jr. versus everyone else situation, but at tackle, right? Joe Alt, to me, he's my OT1. He's a top five prospect, and I think he's one of the few that's a bona fide blue chip prospect in this class. So, you know, at a certain point, if you have a prospect who's good enough, even if there are guys who could become solid starters down the line, do you want to risk losing out on that, especially if you're Tennessee and you have a young QB who needs protection, right? And you know Joe Alt is probably the best bet of the bunch to provide that. It's playing with fire a little bit. Now, you mentioned Bill Callahan, one of the most renowned OL coaches in modern and just NFL history in general, right? You know, he's got a track record that speaks for itself. So if you're willing to gamble on that, I think it's a viable situation, right? The other tricky part is for the Titans at number 7, right? Odds are the 4 quarterbacks have gone off the board already. So a team is probably trading up for a tackle or a wide receiver, so there might not be quite as many suitors for that. But at the same time, it's possible. So I think it is a viable outcome to explore. But me personally, I look at my evaluation of Joe Alt and how good of a player he is and how good he can be at the NFL level, and I would want to pair that with Will Levis, hands down. So it would take a lot for me to move from 7 and pass up on him.
This offensive line needs to be addressed and fixed, and that obviously is a need, and I understand that. So if you take Joe Alt at 7 and you say, okay, that's the deal, we're going to go Joe Alt at 7, and now you get down to pick 38, now you have decisions to make. Because I still think you need wide receivers. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is nice, but he's old. I'm not willing to gamble on him. And speaking of gambling, they overpaid for Calvin Ridley. So you have Calvin Ridley too. They are in need of wide receiver help. So when you get to pick 38, maybe there's a Ladd McConkey there, the wide receiver from Georgia. Maybe Troy Franklin from Oregon is there. Do either one of those float your boat for Tennessee at 38?
Yeah, I think they could be options for sure. I think if you're looking at a wide receiver at number 38, and the positions that stand out to me would be receiver or maybe even stack offensive tackles, because right tackle isn't very secure either. So, you know, you could do that if you want to, just go all in on the offensive line. But, you know, there are guys who I think could provide value for you. You said you got DeAndre Hopkins, that boundary threat, who's kind of that wide receiver one. Even though he's getting older, he does have chemistry with Levis, and that's valuable. You got Calvin Ridley, who's kind of that movement Z. And then I think Treylon Burks, right? He hasn't panned out so far, but I think his best bet is being a big slot between those two guys, right, using his rack ability over the middle of the field. So it's a pretty intriguing combination that they have already, but I think what Levis needs and doesn't quite have yet is probably that outlet over the middle of the field who can seam easy touches, and then a rack guy, right, or a guy who's not claustrophobic in contested situations that can you know, convert on tight window throws. So the guys that stand out to me within those lenses, Ladd McConkey, obviously the dude is a turbocharged technician. He's got
love that vertical,
but he's also a phenomenal route runner. Troy Franklin, that would be a little too early for me. He's more of a top 75 guy. I would take him in round 3. His play strength against contact and his tracking ability, that's a little bit of a concern. I would like Jalen Polk from Washington. That's one of my guys. I think he'd be a perfect fit for that offense too, because again, you can scheme him touches, you can move him across the alignment, but then, you know, his explosion over the middle of the field to separate late in reps, and then his hands of steel at the catch point. One of my favorite receivers, just with his ability to convert time and time again. A few others, Ricky Pearsall, Roman Wilson, right? Jermaine Burton, maybe in like round 4. I know he'll probably fall down the board because of some rumored character issues, but at a certain point, if you're willing to bet on the tools, he's one of the best receivers on the field in the class. So, you know, those guys, converters, route runners, outlets, I think they fit the mold of what you still need to give Will Levis.
Talk with Ian Cummings of ProFootballNetwork.com. Make sure to check it out. We'll talk about a great feature they have with their mock draft simulator that nobody else has. Stay tuned, and we'll get to that momentarily. I want to know this from you, because you and I have talked many times over the course of this offseason, but I don't think I've ever asked you. For you, when you're drafting and grading wide receivers, As far as of guys that you fall in love with, what are some of the traits that you gravitate towards for a wide receiver that you would want on your team?
Yeah, it's a good question because it's changed a little bit since I've started evaluating. And wide receiver is one of those positions where, you know, every year you get more information as to what helps a wide receiver succeed at the NFL level. Like last year, Quentin Johnson was a big learning experience for me, right? Because he was very explosive. He had the size and the short area twitch and some really nice rack ability too. And there were flashes of good route running, right? And he had the wingspan. But, you know, looking back, I didn't scrutinize hard enough his route running nuance, the sharpness and efficiency of his movements, right? And then the hand technique at the catch point, you know, using diamond technique, not having your hands too wide, getting them in the right spot, timing as well. So, you know, I've started to appreciate just how much nuance goes into route running, separating, and then winning at the catch point, right? You know, it sounds simple, like just do those things and you'll be good, but there are a lot of steps to go into it. So I've started to appreciate that more, and guys who can use their traits to maximize that as well, like Xavier Worthy stands out to me. Why I'm so high on him, he's my wide receiver 5, is not just because he's an elite speed threat, but he knows how to use that speed to really scare defensive backs and separate, you know, bait them upfield and then chop his strides, bend around stems, right? Such an efficient route runner. So I think things that I fall in love with when I watch receivers, I think, you know, if they have that higher understanding of route running nuance and they know how to channel their athleticism within that, that's a big plus for me. And then again, body control, instincts at the catch point, knowing how to convert at the catch point, you know, hands, the two most important things in the NFL, no matter how athletic you are. And I do look for a baseline level of athleticism and explosion, right? You know, you don't want someone to be a middling athlete because they might not be able to project. But, you know, if you can route run, if you can separate independently, and if you can convert at the catch point, those two things are very big for me. And then I like rack too. You know, if there's one other thing, run after catch is nice because that allows you to scheme easy targets for quarterbacks and allows you to, you know, create after the catch and kind of give that outlet. So I say those three things. If you can separate, convert, if you can generate rack, those are big pluses in my book.
Okay. As far as separating, you either can do that or you can based on your God-given athletic ability. Okay. So that is what it is. The route running thing though, I've always viewed it this way. Okay, if you're a great route runner in college, more than likely you'll be able to play sooner in the NFL. But I do think that is coachable to a certain degree. Maybe you're not the best route runner in college. Maybe you have to figure it out a little bit more in the NFL. But I do think that's a coachable thing.
I think it is coachable to a degree. It's tough because NFL teams have a limited amount of practice minutes that they can give, you know, and there's a lot of players, especially on those 90-man rosters. You know, there are times where, yeah, you're going to get some focused attention, and that's where the character element comes because a lot of the guys who have become elite route runners, right, like Devontae Adams, Keenan Allen, they work on it on their own time. They don't just use practice. You know, they work on it, the efficiency, the repetition of the footwork, right, you know, getting in the right spot, transitioning and using your weight transfers to effectively as well. You know, a lot of those things, you know, are things that, yes, they can be coachable, but it takes a level of effort on the player's side as well to work on it on their own time. So, you know, it's one of those tricky things, like how do you weigh developmental tools? Because, yes, they can be developed, and I have a whole grading scale that you know, has different weights for different traits, and route running isn't the most, it doesn't have the heaviest weight because it can be coached as opposed to explosiveness and speed. Like those, you have it or you don't, right? So, you know, if it can be coached, potentially, yes, you know, that adds a layer of optimism. But at the same time, it's up to the prospect to put in the extra work to really get to that elite level that only a few guys can get to.
Let's talk about another option at 38. If they don't go wide receiver, cornerback is something every NFL team obviously can use. Tennessee is no different. A couple of names that might be there, TJ Tampa from Iowa State, Max Melton maybe from Rutgers there at 38. Who do you like at 38 from a cornerback position?
Max Melton is definitely at the top of the list. I think you look at, you know, what the Titans have right now. They signed Shadobie Awuzie. They traded for Jarius Sneed. So they have a lot of talent there for sure. And I think Sneed is one of those guys who can play the boundary or the slot, incredibly physical and support. And I look at Denard Wilson, their new defensive coordinator, right? What he brings and what he probably values coming from the Ravens scheme is guys who can play man, right? But I think more so zone, you know, managing route relationships as well. Stronger framed guys who can hold up and support and come downhill, but also the explosiveness, the ball skills, just complete versatile guys who kind of what I'm looking for. And Max Melton fits that to a T. I think what he brings to the table, he's a little bit leaner for sure, 5'11", only 188 pounds, but he's got 32-inch arms, so he can use those to get inside wide receiver's frames, disrupt on release points and at the catch point, too. And then he has that vertical speed where if you try to stack him, you're not going to succeed. He's going to erase that separation, and he's going to follow you step for step in your hip pocket. So I like Max Melton a lot. He's one of my guys for sure. I think a few more, Kalen Carson from Wake Forest could be a fun one. He might be more of a round three guy, but I love his press man chops. I think he's got pretty good click and close ability and off man and zone as well. Very competitive player. Renardo Green from Florida State is another one, another super competitive press man guy who actually has a lot of pedal experience because he played some zone safety reps for Florida State. There were times when he was rotating back into too high and playing from there. So he's very physical. Andrew Phillips from Kentucky is another one. Again, a tiny bit leaner, you know, a little bit lighter than I think Denard Wilson would be accustomed to having, but that slot boundary versatility, that elite explosion, fluidity, agility, and twitch, and corrective athleticism, and then physicality coming downhill. You know, if you can enforce, I think that's gonna create a role for you in this Titans scheme. And those few, I think they fit that the best.
What about running back? They got Tony Pollard, obviously, this offseason. They still got Spears there. With that other pick at, 108 or whatever it is, what do you like there as far as running backs go, or do you think they're good enough at running back with Pollard?
I think I would probably try and add one if I can, and you could get one in the undrafted free agent pool as well. I think this class is deep enough where you can get someone there, at least to have in the rotation to compete. But I look at the Titans, they have five picks from 106 to 252. So they got five picks on day three currently. I think somewhere in that range, you can get a guy. You don't have to get him right at 106. If you want, you can wait a little bit. But, you know, I look at guys like Ray Davis from Kentucky, Isaiah Davis from South Dakota State. I probably want a volume back, right? Because Tony Pollard is solid, right? But he's battled injuries at times, and that's limited his effectiveness. Tyjae Spears is more of that change of pace, spark plug in the rotation. He can be very good in that role. But I want someone who doesn't have to be Derrick Henry, right? But it can be a guy who has the frame and the density.
Braylon Allen from Wisconsin?
Yeah, Braylon Allen could be one too. You know, he's one who's a little more straight line, kind of a freight train, right? You know, but he doesn't have great lateral agility. So I look at, you know, my favorite is Isaiah Davis from South Dakota State. He's 6'4", 220, but he's got really good creative instincts behind the line as well. Isaac Garendo from Louisville is another one. Kamani Vidal from Troy is another fun one. Dylan Lobby from New Hampshire has that receiving upside, but he's 5'10", 210 pounds, so he's got that mass for you. There's a few options for sure. And I think if you're the Titans, you can play the board and just take a guy when he aligns with the value of your personal board on day three.
What did you make of Will Levis last year in his rookie year?
Yeah, I thought he was good. I thought it was promising for sure. It was that first game was really good, and then it started to level out a little bit after that. But I'm hoping with added support, you can sustain that development that he did show. I think some of the best traits of Levis's when he was coming out as a prospect, right? The arm strength, the velocity, and the boundary, and then the toughness, the poise in the pocket, the fearlessness to stand in and deliver while you're getting hit. I think all of those things showed up in his rookie year, and then he developed some great chemistry with DeAndre Hopkins as well. So the fact that they're coming back together for year two, that's a good thing. I think for Will Levis, you know, just continuing to let the NFL slow down for him, to, you know, stay acclimated, to make sure that you're getting, you know, up to speed as a processor, right? Because there are a few times where he'll miss windows over the middle of the field, you know, get a little skittish because of that. So I still think there's a room for him to speed up and reach that level, but he's getting there. And I think getting confidence, getting reps in his rookie year, just getting his feet wet, that was the biggest first step. And I think now if you can adequately support him, you can help him take that next step and potentially become a franchise QB.
How does Tennessee get to back to competing for this division as quickly as possible, do you think?
As quickly as possible. That's tough, man, because the Texans, they're that new team. They're the one for sure. The Jaguars with Trevor Lawrence, if they can have a good draft, I think they can stay competitive at least. And then the Colts with Anthony Richardson coming back, I think they're a threat too. So the Titans are definitely working uphill. You know, it's not going to be an easy path, and I think it might take a few years, you know, not just 1 year, but maybe two or even three to really get back to that point. I think the first step is, you know, laying the groundwork with Brian Callahan. I think offensively, he's a really good offensive mind. I think Denard Wilson is a great defensive coordinator coming from that scheme. I think Bill Callahan, I think they've got positional coaches too. I think the biggest thing is starting to insulate the roster with talent, because you look at some of the positions, especially on the defensive side, right? Defensive line, even with Jeffrey Simmons, you know, they lost a few pieces there too. Tyre Tart, you know, that's, and Nico Autry as well. They lost a few linebackers as well. They lost some corner talent. They got some back, but there's a lot of uncertainty on this roster right now. I want things to settle in. I want the offense to, you know, the offensive line to get solidified. I think if you can start the task of filling the holes and getting a baseline foundation across the roster, that can start to allow the coaching to seep in. And from there, I think you can start to take steps. So that's the biggest step. I think finding synergy, finding cohesion, and then going forward from there. It might take 2 years, but I think that's the way to do it.
He is Ian Cummings of Pro Football Network, and appreciate him joining us. Follow him on X at IC_draft. I teased it earlier in the interview talking about this mock draft simulator, which you guys have, which is great. You can go fast, easy, 7 rounds, 4 rounds. You pick what, however long you want to do it. It's free, which is a beautiful thing. But now you guys have expanded it to where you and your buddies can all do a mock draft together.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's a fun update for the MDS because, you know, originally you could only do solo mocks, and that's a very good, you know, experimentational, you know, exercise, right, where you kind of go through the different outcomes of the draft. But now you can do drafts with your friends in real time and play the role of GM, and you can make trades with each other. It's a fun because it kind of elevates the immersion, right? You know, a solo draft is always fun because every outcome is different. Every way the board falls is different for you each time. But this user mock, you know, there's never been this level multi-user, multiplayer to the MDS where you can actually do it with your friends and have a conversation about what's happening, right? And from there, you can explore those outcomes that are going to happen in the draft next week at a whole new level. So we've only got one more week to do it before the 2024 NFL draft. It will stay for the 2025 and beyond, but it's a really fun update, and I think that immersion that we see is something that can help us prepare for anything that comes next Thursday.
I got one more for you, and I should have asked it earlier, so I apologize. If Tennessee is at their pick, and if one of those top four quarterbacks get to them, Caleb Williams will not, he's going to Chicago, but then it's Daniels, May, and McCarthy. If any one of those three, let's say, end up sitting there at their pick, do you view any one of them as a better deal than Levis?
I think after Levis's first year and the progress that he showed, right, it wasn't always constant, right? There were some ups and downs after that first game, but he did show promise. I think getting, you know, you don't want to pull the rug out from under him. Me personally, Levis was my 26th overall player last year. I think he was top 25. So he's around where he's not quite as high as McCarthy for me. McCarthy is a slightly higher raw grade, but getting the, you know, the performance that we saw from Levis last year, I would stay with him, and I would potentially trade down at that point. If the quarterback comes up to that pick, I think that's a scenario where you can trade down mid-first round, get a solid offensive tackle, right, and then you've got a few more day two picks, and you can hopefully strengthen the roster even more. So I think that's one where you stick with Levis, strengthen the roster around him, and just see through his development.
He's very good. Ian Cummings, follow him on X at IC_draft. Of course, profootballnetwork.com. Get your buddies together. Go do their mock draft simulator in their group rooms that they have set up for you. You will have an absolute blast. Ian, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Sparky. Thank you for having me.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Ian Cummings, Pro Football Network, here on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 929 ESPN Memphis.
There's more than one way to sell your home. You can go through a realty company, you can go to your realtor, but if you want to have a more hands-on approach, look into Community FSBO. FSBO, it stands for sale by owner. They will give you the tools to make yourself your own boss when it comes to selling your home. They have three separate packages that let you take advantage of the next-gen FSBO process. You pick the package, they handle everything. Professional photography, interactive 3D walkthrough, floor plans, room measurements, and of course, the listing is where you're going to save a whole bunch of money using the FSBO process. Then you will field offers, you'll get a contract, and you're on your way. And the money savings, they are unmatched. Using a 2,000 square foot home selling for $350,000 at a 3% realtor listing fee of $10,500, you can use one of their packages and save up to $9,800 on that $10,500 listing fee. And if you have a more value in your home and it's more expensive, you can save even more. So if you're looking to sell your home, look into Community FSBO. It's an unreal next gen process that you are sure to latch on to. Check out communityfsbo.com. That's communityfsbo.com, or call them at 901-660-FSBO. That's 901-660-372. Six.
The laundry room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door. You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through April 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included for a year. Plus, ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires prepaid postpone and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Converts Xfinity Connect More Internet against T-Mobile Home Internet at $60 per month. Regular pricing applies after promo period.
It's time to get to Gossett Volkswagen Germantown, where we're celebrating the 75th anniversary sales event. And it's time you got your new V-Dub on. Get ready to take your pick of 2024 Taos S, or 2024 Tiguan S, or 2024 Jetta Sport. Your choice, $279.99 a month. Pick the right Volkswagen for you at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown. Plus 1.9 for 60 months on all Atlas and Atlas Sports. Or get 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE for $33,988. So get it done and be ready to ride at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown. 7420 Winchester Road, online, GossettVWG.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Car.
36-month lease, 7,500 miles per year. Taos RM 05-1756, MSRP 26063. Tiguan RM 103910, MSRP 31363. Jetta RM 04-8802, MSRP 25506. Crossport RC 236449, MSRP 38981. Includes $3,000 rebate. Cannot be combined with special APR. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, final license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing moolah making fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ford right here in Wynn, Arkansas. And folks, you've not heard a Ford dealer talk about discounts in a long while. But we've got great discounts on all of our Ford vehicles in stock today. And we've got as low as 0.9% interest on Ford Edges. That's $446 a month on a brand new SUV. And we've got 1.9% interest for 72 months on F-150s. You've heard that right. We've not heard it in a long time. 1.9%. Check us out at RedRiverFordOfWynn.com.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me?
This Friday show went fast. It always goes fast on Friday, right? Everybody's getting ready to head out for the weekend. Gabe Kuhn, thank you so much for letting me fill in for you for the last couple of days. I'll actually be back again Monday and Tuesday, and then get your boy back, Gabe, coming up on Wednesday. Have no fear there. I want to continue to talk some NFL draft, obviously, next week. We'll get into that. Obviously, NBA playoffs is going to be a thing on Monday, and it's going to be a thing all weekend long. You get the first real round of the playoffs coming up starting tomorrow right away, and then some more playoff basketball on Sunday. Still got to get through the play-in games that are left as well, and that all comes up later this evening. No Jimmy Butler for the Miami Heat tonight in the Eastern Conference play-in game. And to me, that pretty much takes Miami right out of it, because this is a game last year that the Bulls gave Miami all they could handle, couldn't get over the hump, and then Miami took it, upset the Bucks, and made a run to the NBA Finals. Without Jimmy Butler, I don't think they have enough to necessarily get it done, Connor, in the play-in game coming up tonight.
I totally agree. I think that Chicago is just scrappy enough. DeMar DeRozan had a really good showing. Kobe White has been playing out of his mind. Vucevic has all of a sudden turned it on, too. So I just think that they have a little bit too much for Miami. If Miami had Jimmy Butler, I'd be going with them. But I think that without their emotional leader and leader out there on the court, it's going to be tough.
And then you got Sacramento and New Orleans coming up tonight as well at 8:30 on TNT. Kings knock out the Warriors that we talked about earlier in the show. Pelicans, again, no Zion Williamson for New Orleans. I don't know if they have enough to get by Sacramento, even though that game's in New Orleans, Connor.
I think the Kings are going to probably take this one. I do like the Pelicans with Zion, but without him, I just don't have any trust in C.J. McCollum and Brandon Ingram right now. Their last few play-in games, they have just completely disappeared. Who knows, maybe C.J. has a big bounce-back game, but it really feels like they've lost their haymaker punch with Zion being out. They're still a pretty good defensive team, but Sacramento, if they rolled like they did in that Warriors game, it's going to be really tough to beat them. I'm a huge fan of Keegan Murray. Hopefully he has another big game.
Yeah, I like the Kings myself. Tomorrow, you got four games, Orlando and Cleveland, and that noon tip on ESPN, a series that probably their fan bases will watch and nobody else. But that's okay. I think it's going to be a good series.
Me too. And I
like Cleveland a lot, but I'm rooting for Orlando. I'll be honest. Rooting for Orlando.
One of my big takes for the Eastern Conference playoffs, or I only have really two. I think Boston's going to roll to the finals. Yeah. And I think that the Magic are going to get Cleveland in this first round. I'm a big believer in the young Orlando Magic. I may be wrong, but it's just from what I saw from Cleveland last year, they're a little banged up heading into the playoffs this year. And I think that Orlando is one of the most underrated teams in the NBA. Paolo does not get nearly as much love as he deserves.
Phoenix at Minnesota, the 2:30 tip tomorrow. I love Chris Finch, the head coach of Minnesota. I love Anthony Edwards. I think he's good. Karl-Anthony Towns could be a beast, can also be very soft. But there's just too much talent in Phoenix, man. I can't pick against the Suns in this series.
I'm going to be rolling with the Timberwolves, mostly because we got Mike Conley there, Kyle Anderson's there, former Grizzlies, so I'm rooting for them. I have questions about Phoenix's depth. I know in the playoffs, though, you kind of roll with your best like 6, 7, 8 guys, but I don't know. I'm curious to see if that depth is going to eat them up alive, and they don't really have many big men because Nurkic is supposed to be a quote-unquote defensive stopper, and that's what they said when they brought him in. He's not very good at defense at all. I think it's going to be interesting to see if Rudy Gobert can stay on the floor because if he can, I think the series changes, but having Karl-Anthony Towns there will help that if he can't stay on the court.
Philadelphia and the Knicks, this is going to be a bloodbath. This is going to be like 1990s style basketball all over again. 5 o'clock tip for that one coming up tomorrow. I don't know. I don't really care one way or the other about these teams. It doesn't really matter. Tibbs teams always play hard, but they always usually run out of gas before the end of the season. It's just a matter of whether or not they can play hard, get through this series before they run out of gas in the next round. Who you taking in that series?
I want to take the Knicks. I love the Knicks. They're scrappy. I'm a big fan of Brunson. I wish that Randall was healthy, but this is going to be one of those series where they just beat each other to death with bats, isn't it?
yeah, might be. Yes. Then the last game tomorrow night, Lakers and the Nuggets. I know the Lakers want revenge and all that fun stuff, but there's no way I'm picking against them.
No, I have to take the Nuggets. You have to until they lose.
Yeah, there's absolutely no chance. Hey, thanks so much for letting me fill in today. I'll be back again on Monday and Tuesday here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. And thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us at 5 o'clock earlier today. Colin Warren Henninger from CBS Sports and Ian Cummings from Pro Football Network talking some Titans football and the draft. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Maybe you'll see Connor out at Porch Fest. Ask the man for an autograph. Ask the man for a selfie.
Don't ask me for an autograph.
I want all of it. I want to see selfies on X. Make sure you do it. Have a good weekend.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hit the Grand Slam jackpot with BetMGM. Score a $50,000 bonus bet jackpot when a player you bet on to hit a homer slugs a Grand Slam. Head over to BetMGM and place a home run prop bet for any of this weekend's games for a chance to win a share of $50,000 in bonus bets. On top of your wager, take advantage of great home run odds, new ways to enjoy all nine innings with more same-game parlay options, and exclusive signature bets found nowhere else. Log into BetMGM or create your account account to place a bet on a player to knock one over the fence this weekend. Swing for the Grand Slam jackpot this season with BetMGM, official sports betting partner of the MLB.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Tennessee only. New and existing customer offer. Subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Atlas Tube in the Zekelman campus is expanding. Join a growing team in our new advanced facility that's definitely not your average steel mill. Earn great pay, bonuses, and competitive benefits while supporting the future of American steel. We're now hiring skilled industrial electricians, mechanics, maintenance, and many more. Text STEEL to 20123 for more information. Again, that's STEEL, STEEL, to 20123. Or visit